Last year, Naz Duravian came out with a terrific book called Bottom of the Pot. And if you know literally just one thing about Persian food, you probably know what that title is about. Rice. The crispy part of the rice, called tadig. And Naz writes about it so beautifully that we had to ask her in and ask why it matters so much. Naz, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
So let's start from the top, very simply. What is tadig?
Well, then we have to start from the bottom.
Touche.
Tadig, quite literally, means bottom of the pot. Ta being bottom, dig being pot. And it's probably the most coveted part of a Persian rice dish. It's the crispy, buttery, saffron-infused rice at the very bottom of the pot. It's typically made with rice, but it can be made with bread, potatoes. I have a fish tadig in my book, which is a crispy fish at the bottom of the pot. But typically, it's that crispy rice, which is delicious.
So not every time someone talks to me about Persian food, I almost feel like, you know, it's just a matter of seconds until they bring up tadig and then say, and you know that's the best part. So, like, it's really a thing. Like, you know, we had the bottom of the pot rice in Chinese culture that I grew up in is a thing. Paella, you know, like the sukkarat is a thing. But I feel like tadig is really like an extra thing.
It's an extra, extra, extra thing. It's, you know, I think Persians, we like to think, and I think correctly, that we have elevated rice making to an art form. And I say that in all seriousness, in that we really take our rice cooking seriously. Rice is the main grain at the Persian table, and it's this two-step process method. First, you start with the rice itself. You want it to be a long grain, fragrant, basmati-style rice. We can't get Iranian rice imported here in the States at the moment, but basmati rice works just as well. And in this two-step method, so you first parboil the rice in plenty of salted water, and then you drain it, as you kind of might making pasta. So you want to drain it when it's al dente. So you want it to be soft on the outside, but still with a bite to it. Okay. And then once you drain it, you put enough oil or a combination of oil and butter. I like to use oil and butter at the bottom of the pot. And you start your tadig layer, which is that crispy rice at the bottom of the pot. And then you start the steaming method, which is the second step in preparing the rice. So as you're crisping up the bottom layer, you're also steaming and cooking through the top layer. Now, when to drain the rice, how long to steam it for, that's where the art comes in. And you can develop this intuitively over time and trial and error. You know, Francis, no one turns out a perfect tadig every single time. And if they say they do, they're not being honest. But even even if it burns, and I would think that tadig was invented by accident. I think it most surely was. As this crispy rice probably was in most cultures. You know, at some point, someone burnt the bottom of the pot and realized it tastes really good. So, and then it developed into this art form. But yes, for Iranians, for Persians, there's nothing else like it. And it's the first thing that goes at the table. And there's a fight over it.
You have this really beautiful line in your book where you talk about flipping the pot and hoping that the rice came out well and the tadig was properly made. And you say, flipping is always a moment of hope. And I have to say, like, as a reader, as a writer myself, and also as an editor of cookbooks, like, your book is so incredibly gorgeous and so incredibly beautifully written. That's a lot of adverbs. No one's going to trust my taste in literature because I just used too many adverbs just now. But it's really, really lovely. And there's a beautiful story in the book about cooking rice. Would you mind reading it for us?
Not at all. It'd be my pleasure. And thank you for all those adverbs. This is from the rice chapter, and it's called Jewels. Los Angeles, 2016. Maman, my mother, sits at her dedicated spot at our Los Angeles kitchen table. She speaks to me of Hafez, Khayyam, Rumi, and Saadi, the jewels of Persian literature, the weavers of truth, love, and light. I do my best to listen patiently to the stories I have heard countless times as I eye the tick-tock of the clock and consider dinner options. I remind myself that these days and these conversations are fleeting. I am fully aware of the preciousness of time. Time is insolent. It knows no do-overs. It is a dictator that can never be overthrown. As she breaks down a verse, titak tak titak tak, I heave a 20-pound sack of rice off the pantry floor and watch as each grain clanks into the bowl. Titak tak titak tak. I rinse the rice a few times, washing off the starch, swirling it around with my finger, just as she taught me. Luna and Soleil, my daughters, my shadows, burst into the kitchen, abruptly breaking the rhythm of Khayyam's rubaiyat. In a frenzy, they orbit around me and their grandmother. Spinning and spinning, they ask the inevitable question. What's for dinner? Chelo khoresh, rice with stew, I respond. With tadig, they implore as they run out. Of course there will be tadig, their grandmother calls after them. No matter what, there will always be tadig. It's who we are. It's where we come from. I bring a pot of water to a boil as Maman slowly makes her way to the stove. Frail and ravaged knees now dictate her every move. But her focus is laser sharp and beamed on the rice pot. She's concerned I haven't added enough water and salt to the pot, reminding me that the rice needs plenty of room to stretch its legs, preparing itself for its grand pas de deux. And because it leaps around in there for a very short time, it's our only chance to salt it. A most familiar conversation. I add the rice to the well-salted water, and there we pause. Mother and daughter at the rice pot. Tradition, culture, and the meaning of life contained in this one critical moment. Exactly when to drain the rice. We take turns breaking a grain between our fingers and place a few more in our mouths. Each grain should soften on the outside, but still have a bite to it on the inside. Where only moments ago the poetry of Hafez and Saadi and the giggles and squeals of children reverberated, the house is now filled with silence. For a brief moment, time surrenders and stands still as we bite a single grain of rice. Now, turn it off. Drain it, now. Maman's commands shatter the silence. I frantically search for the kitchen mitts because every second is critical and everything is critical. It's just a pot of rice, I want to remind us. It'll all be okay. But I don't, because it's more than a pot of rice. I gently nudge Maman out of the way and grab the pot. While the rice drains, I melt the butter and she sprinkles the saffron. For color, for warmth. For a sunrise and a sunset. She scatters some grains over the bottom of the pot, the tadig layer, as I add the rest and make small vent holes for the steam to escape. She covers the pot and turns up the heat. And once again, we both take our places at the rice pot. As soon as the steam slips out of the sides of the lid, Maman gives her finger a little lick and quickly taps the side of the pot. It sizzles. Confirming that the tadig is setting, the rice is steaming, and the heat can be turned down. We wrap the lid in its shawl, a damkoni, dish towel, to catch any condensation dripping back into the pot. Because every grain of rice should be separate, long, fluffy, and shine on its own. Each grain of rice, a jewel, scattered across the platter. When the rice is ready, Maman lifts the lid off the pot as Luna and Soleil find their way back inside. I set the platter next to Maman, but she moves aside and makes room for me. If it all goes as planned, the fruits of our labor will be met with high fives, high jumps, and quasi-cartwheels all around. If it all falls apart, quite literally, shoulders will slump and slight groans will replace the cheers. But everyone will do their best to make me feel better. Next time, they'll say, because when it comes to tadig, time is quite forgiving. As many do-overs as you please. After all, it's just a pot of rice. I place the serving dish over the pot. Inhale, hold my breath, tighten up my abs, chant a little mantra, and flip the pot over. A slight exhale slips out at the first sign of success, the swoosh sound of the rice dropping from pot to platter. Gently, I pull the pot up and away, and there she is, the bottom of the pot, Tadig, a golden sun burning bright in the embrace of a full moon. Crispy grains of rice, encrusted in perfect formation. It's magic every time. I fully exhale as little hands reach in to break off pieces. I lift the platter and instinctively extend an arm out to Maman. She balances herself and gives her weight over to me. My other arm reaches for Luna and Soleil as the four of us and a platter of rice make the slow, short walk from stove to kitchen table. Mothers, daughters, and a pot of rice. It's who we are. It's where we come from.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Naz.
Thank you.
Naz Duravian's book is called Bottom of the Pot. You can find a recipe for steamed Persian rice with tadig at splendidtable.org. It's a terrific recipe. It's super detailed. But like she says, there's always a little bit of luck in getting it perfect. So, you know, just part of life, you know?